Our sermon text for this afternoon is Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10, verses 11 through 14. One of the many things that the Proverbs tell us about the use of our words, and we'll read many more verses as we get into the sermon this afternoon, but we'll start with these. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offenses. On the lips of him who has understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him who lacks sense. The wise lay up knowledge, but the mouth of a fool brings ruin near. This is the word of the Lord, and we respond by saying, thanks be to God. Let's pray. Our gracious God and Father, we come to you and ask you for your mercy and your help in this time as we look to your word. Lord, teach us through it and by the work of your Spirit, and mold us and make us more like your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray in his name and for his sake. Amen. Well, we're continuing our series then, clearly, in the book of Proverbs. And in this series, we've embarked on a journey for godly wisdom. In the first few weeks, we learned that wisdom is given to all those who earnestly seek it from the Lord. It is, in fact, calling out to those who are willing to listen. By God's grace, it comes to those who fear the Lord and desire to attain his wisdom. So as we look at this book, we do so in faith that God will bless our pursuit of wisdom. If we come in this afternoon eager to hear from his word, desiring to learn from him, desiring to grow in wisdom, we can do so in faith that he will reward us and we will grow in wisdom. Our approach has been then to identify certain character traits of wisdom and folly as taught in the book of Proverbs. So each week we're looking at wisdom and folly as it pertains to a certain area of our lives. Last week we looked at wisdom and listening to instruction. Wisdom and listening to instruction. What does wisdom look like in regards to how we listen? Now this week our topic is wisdom and our words, or wisdom and how we use our words, wisdom in our speech. And one thing I want to say before we jump in here to our outline is that the book of Proverbs has some 90 or more proverbs that address this issue of how and what we communicate with our mouths. 90 some proverbs in this book speak to this issue of how we use our words, and that tells us something. It tells us that a defining characteristic of the wise is seen, or we could say heard, in their speech. Being wise is incompatible with being thoughtless or careless with how we talk with one another in the church, how we talk with the members of our family in our home, and how we talk with our neighbors and those in our community. One commentator pointed out that the book of Proverbs has more to say about our words than anything else it addresses in our lives. Think about that for a moment. It has more to say, the book of Proverbs has more to say about the use, how we use our words, how we speak, what comes out of our mouth, than it says about any other area of our lives. That shows us how important this topic is for the people of God, those who have placed their faith in Christ and have been called to live in a way that honors God, the God who redeemed them for himself. You remember what the book of James says about the tongue. He compares it to a small fire that can set a whole forest ablaze. We could, in modern language, say the tongue is like one tiny match lit in a dry forest on a windy day. From the same mouth, James says, come blessing and cursing, yet for those who know the Lord, for those who have been redeemed by his grace, those who know Christ as their Savior, this ought not to be so, James says. Our Lord Jesus in Matthew 12, 36 says, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give an account for every careless word they speak. Every careless word they speak, every individual will give an account to God. So for God's people, the Old Testament and the New, this is a matter of great importance. And in the book of Proverbs, we're taught the way of wisdom and how we use our words. Think about this. How many times you and I open our mouths every day to say something? Probably for most of us, we make well over 100 statements each day. Each and every time we open our mouths to say something, we have an opportunity to do so in wisdom or in folly. Every single time you open your mouth, that's an occasion for either wisdom or folly, for you to exercise either wisdom or folly. So what does wisdom look like in speech? What do the Proverbs tell us about wisdom in our words? Well, I have four main answers to that question, and we're going to look at those in turn, and we'll make some observations in each of them. First, the wise speak truth. So first thing we learn, and I would say the most clear thing throughout the book of Proverbs is the wise speak the truth. Wisdom is seen in us using our words to communicate, to speak what is true. Proverbs 9:1 says, "Better is a poor person who walks in integrity than one who is crooked, that is fraudulent in speech and is a fool." It's the way of the fool to lie. It's the way of the fool to deceive. It's the way of the fool to distort or twist the truth. It's the way of the fool to bear false witness. The fool does not speak with integrity, but rather speaks to manipulate with the intention of bringing himself good and others harm. Proverbs 12:22 says, "Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who act faithfully are his delight." Notice acting and speaking go hand in hand there. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who act faithfully are his delight, and those who act faithfully speak the truth. In Proverbs 6, we're told of seven abominations, seven things that are an abomination to the Lord. And two of them have to do with not speaking the truth. A lying tongue, it says, and a false witness. On top of that, there's a third that most likely includes some kind of deceit. That is one who sows discord, one who causes division. And generally, those who sow discord do so by not speaking the truth or by twisting the truth or by slandering. So throughout the book of Proverbs, those who would learn wisdom are warned of the evil and the danger of not speaking what is true. Proverbs 19:9, "A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who breathes out lies will perish." Proverbs 17:20, "A man of crooked heart does not discover good, and one with a dishonest tongue falls into calamity." So there's warning here. It's not just damaging for those around you, but it will lead you into ruin. So the wise speak the truth. They don't lie to their neighbor. They don't lie about their neighbor. And they don't lie about themselves either. They speak with integrity. They speak honestly. They don't speak dishonestly. Listen to what Proverbs 24:23 says, "Like the glaze covering an earthen vessel, or fervent lips with an evil heart." You know, I'll be honest with you, it's really hard for me to read glaze and not think of donuts. But think of the glaze that covers a donut. So shiny. "Whoever hates disguises himself with his lips and harbors deceit in his heart. It looks good, but there's sugar inside that will eventually kill you if you eat too much of it. When he speaks graciously, believe him not. For there are seven abominations in his heart, though his hatred be covered with deception." It looks good on the outside. It sounds good. But there's wickedness within. His wickedness will be exposed in the assembly, it says. You know what this proverb is warning about? It's warning us about those who use their words to cover the wickedness that's in their heart. They use their lips to disguise who they really are and what they really think. So they don't speak in integrity. They speak dishonestly. They actually hate, but they speak as if they love. They can't stand you, but to your face, they speak to you as if they love you. They don't love the Lord, but when they're around God's people, they speak as if they do. They devise evil, but they speak as if they're innocent. That's the way of the scoffer. That's the way of the fool. The wise speak with integrity. They speak with honesty. They don't flatter with their words. They don't use their words to conceal themselves and what is truly in their hearts. They say what they mean, and they mean what they say. They don't think one thing and say another. They speak the truth. Proverbs 29:19, like a madman who throws firebrands and arrows and death is the man who deceives his neighbor and says, then, I am only joking. Have you ever experienced that? Someone says something, they say it very seriously, and then they don't get the reaction they were hoping for, and they realize that, ooh, maybe I went a step too far. Oh, I'm just joking. And Proverbs warns us about that. That's deception. That's not speaking truthfully. Proverbs 26:28, a lying tongue hates its victims, and a flattering mouth works ruin. So first of all, the wise speak the truth. Second then, the wise speak with knowledge. The wise speak with knowledge and understanding. Have you ever heard someone talking about something and they're going on and on about it, but it's clear the more they talk and the more confident they are as they talk, the more you realize they have absolutely no clue what they're talking about. Well, maybe you've caught yourself doing that before. Well, the wise speak words of wisdom and knowledge. They don't just speak to be heard. Proverbs 8:2 says, a fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only expressing his opinion. The fool is the one who's willing to talk about things he doesn't know anything about, but he'll babble on, and he'll talk about it as if he knows something when he doesn't. Have you ever seen that? Have you ever done that? Think about how great of an importance our culture today places on expressing your opinion, making your voice heard. Well, I'm thankful for the freedom we have in this country to speak our minds, but that doesn't mean it's always wise to do so. It's the fool who speaks without understanding and cares only that his thoughts are heard. He's always speaking his mind, whether he has understanding or not, whether he's communicating knowledge and understanding or not. Proverbs 14:7 says, leave the presence of a fool, for there you do not meet words of knowledge. When I read that verse this week, I thought to myself, what does that mean for social media? Because the amount of fools on social media right now, I mean, it's a breeding ground of fools right now. Express your opinion here. Let the world hear what you think. Amen. And it's filled with folly. Thanks. Now, on the other hand, with the wise, with the fool, we know that we don't meet words of knowledge. But on the other hand, we're told in Proverbs 10:12, on the lips of him who has understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of him who lacks sense. The wise lay up knowledge, but the mouth of a fool brings ruin near. Proverbs 10:31, the mouth of the righteous brings forth wisdom, but the perverse tongue will be cut off. Wisdom is what the mouth of the righteous brings forth. 15:2, the tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouth of fools pours out folly. Proverbs 15:7, the lips of the wise spread knowledge, not so the hearts of fools. The wise speak with knowledge and understanding. They speak the truth and they speak with understanding. And we should ask ourselves, is this true of my own words? Is this my practice with how I speak? When I speak, I shouldn't only be concerned with the question of is this true, but also do I actually know what I'm talking about, and am I speaking confidently about something I don't really understand? Or we could ask, is what I'm about to say going to spread knowledge? Will it commend wisdom? Or will it commend folly? The words of the Avett brothers ring true. Ain't it like most people? I'm no different. We love to talk on things we don't know about. Ain't it like most people? I'm no different. We love to talk on things we don't know about. I wouldn't sing that if I didn't get so many of you asking me to sing more in my sermons. I know it's hard for you. You want to hear the crooning voice of your pastor. But that's it. I'm not going to sing anymore. Now, if we desire to grow in wisdom, then we must increase our attentiveness to what comes out of our mouths. Proverbs 20:15, there is gold in abundance of costly stones, but the lips of knowledge are precious jewel. Do you value that? Is that something that is precious to you? Not long ago, it was maybe a month ago, I had someone say to me, and what makes this awkward is that someone is right here. You don't know who it is, but I know, and he knows. He said, "You're talking like you know something." I had said something that I was pretty confident in. "Well, you're talking like you know something." And I should probably tell you that it was about what causes a trout to come up and take a grasshopper on a hot, sunny day. So it wasn't anything of great importance. But I was pretty sure of myself. You know, who can know it? The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a snake on a rock, the way of the rock badger on the cliff, the way of the trout in the stream. All of those are in Proverbs except for the last one, but it really does fit. But it got me thinking, when he said that, it got me thinking about how easy it is for us to talk like we know something when we really don't. The wise speak with knowledge and understanding. They pass on knowledge with their words. That means first they have it, and when they don't have it, they don't speak as if they do. Now, the knowledge and understanding that the book of Proverbs is speaking of is primarily the knowledge and understanding of God and the life that he has called us to live. It's a knowledge of what is good in this world, what is true, what is beautiful, what is worthy of our praise, what is worthy of our pursuit. It's an understanding of his word and his ways in his world. As Christians, we should be concerned to grow in our knowledge and understanding then. In part, so that our speech would be filled with it, so that we could be like the wise man who speaks with knowledge, and so that a right knowledge of God and a right understanding of life under God's rule would be commended to others every time that we open our mouths. The wise speak truth, the wise speak with knowledge, and then third, the wise speak judiciously. The wise speak judiciously. There are a few elements to this, and we'll get into those. But first, Proverbs 16:23 says, "The heart of the wise makes his speech judicious and adds persuasiveness to his lips." What does it mean then to speak judiciously? A few things. First, those who speak judiciously exercise restraint in their speech. They exercise restraint in their speech. That is, they have a filter. Proverbs 10:19, "When words are many, transgression is not lacking, but whoever restrains his lips is prudent." 17:27, "Whoever restrains his words has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. Even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he is deemed intelligent." 21:23, "Whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble." Just because something is true doesn't mean it needs to be said. Just because you think something doesn't mean you need to say it. Just because you know something doesn't mean you need to share it. Some things are best left unsaid. And wisdom in speech is not simply a matter of what you say, but also a matter of what you don't say. The wise guard their mouths. They restrain themselves from saying more than what needs to be said. And they show restraint also in the way they say it. Listen to these, Proverbs 29:11. A fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back. 15:1, you know this one well. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. So they show restraint in what they say, and they show restraint in how they speak. They have control even over the volume of their voice, of their tone. So then, secondly, what it means to be judicial in our speech is to be thoughtful. It's to show restraint. It's also to be thoughtful in our speech. Proverbs 15:28, the heart of the righteous ponders how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked person pours out evil things. The NIV is better there. Gushes evil. The wicked gushes evil. Gives you a great picture. A heart of the righteous ponders and thinks, is thoughtful about the words that come out of his mouth. The evil person doesn't and just lets it out. 13:3, whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. He who opens wide his lips come to ruin, or the NIV, but those who speak rashly will come to ruin. Those who speak without thinking. 18:13, if one gives an answer before he hears, it is his folly and shame. Being judicious in our speech means we think before we speak, we listen before we answer. We give care to what we say and how we say it. And we all know that feeling of wishing that we could take our words back after we say them, but the truth is they can't be taken back. So the wise learn to inspect their words before they let them fly. They're not quick to speak. They're thoughtful and they're slow to speak. That's a hard one. Finally then, to be judicious in our words is to speak words that are appropriate for the occasion. The wise pay attention to their audience when they're speaking. They pay attention to their context. They pay attention to whom or what they are talking about, how they are speaking about it, and why they're saying it. They speak an apt word. As Proverbs 15:23 says, to make an apt answer is a joy to a man, a word in season. How good is it? They pay attention to the season. Proverbs 25:11, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. 27:14, whoever blesses his neighbor with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, will be counted as cursing. What's going on there? Well, why is he not speaking wisely? What's the problem? He's not speaking an apt word. He is not speaking in a way that is appropriate for the occasion. When you get up at 5 in the morning and you shout to your neighbor, "Heidi ho," and you wake him up out of bed, it's going to be counted as not blessing, but cursing. So the wise speak judiciously. They have a restraint in their speech. They're thoughtful in their speech, and they speak words that are appropriate for the occasion. Now, our fourth and final answer to our question of what does the Proverbs teach us about wise speech is the wise speak words that help and heal. You can use all kinds of others. You could say they speak words that bless. They speak words that unite. They speak words that encourage in righteousness and truth. They speak words that edify. They speak words that strengthen. But they speak words that help and heal. 12:20, there is one whose rash words are like sword thrusts, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. There is one whose rash words are like sword thrusts, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. As the wise consider the impact of their words upon others, they don't gossip or slander. They speak words that will serve the good of others. 16:27 says, a worthless man plots evil and his speech is like a scorching fire. A dishonest man spreads strife, and a whisperer, that is a gossip, by the way, separates close friends. 11:12 says, whoever belittles his neighbor lacks sense. But a man of understanding remains silent. Can you think of some things to tell me about your neighbor that aren't so flattering? Just don't say it. Why do you need to say it? Look at this. You lack sense if you go around and you tell others about the deficiencies of your neighbors or your friends. If you're a man of understanding, you'll stay silent about that, in other words. Whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy in spirit keeps a thing covered. Now, that's not covering up the violence of the wicked. Rather, it's keeping confident those things about others that you know they would not want to be shared. It's a matter of exercising discretion. The wise don't engage in gossip. They use their words to edify and unite friends. When they speak about others, they do so with a gracious spirit. A good rule for us when we're talking about someone who's not around is to ask, does this person whom I'm talking to need to know what I'm about to share about this other person who's not here? Do they really need to know this? And then secondly, would I share it if the other person were standing right here? The wise speak words that help and heal. They know that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they speak words that lead to life. Proverbs 12:25, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. 16:23, gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. That's a good one to memorize. Lord, let my words be gracious. Let them be like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. So the wise speak the truth, the wise speak with knowledge. The wise are judicious in their speech, and the wise speak words that help and heal. As we think about these things, one thing is very clear, that we have all fallen short of wisdom in our speech. So again, we must look to the man of wisdom, Jesus Christ, the one who always spoke the truth. He spoke with knowledge and understanding, so much so that his hearers marveled at his teaching. He spoke with care. Not one word did Jesus Christ utter out of place. And the words that he spoke brought healing and life to all who heard in faith. Now, if we're going to grow in wisdom in how we use our tongues, then we must not only learn from him as our perfect example, but we must also look to him to save us from our foolishness and lead us in the way of wisdom. Apart from Christ, we can do nothing. So even as we strive to be wise in our speech, we must do so in faith that it will be by his power mightily working in us. Let's pray. Lord, we confess today that we have used our tongues in all manners of foolishness and even sin. And yet, Father, you sent your Son who never spoke a foolish or untimely or untrue word. And he laid himself upon the cross that every foolish and every untimely and every untrue word spoken by us might be forgiven. I pray for those who are feeling the weight of their sin today and the foolishness in how they've used their words, perhaps this week or this month or even this last year. I ask that you would assure them of the heavier weight of your grace in Christ Jesus. We ask that by your Spirit and by your word, you would train our lips in the way of righteousness and wisdom, in the way of our Savior, Jesus Christ. May they be used to sing your praise, to speak the truth, to impart wisdom, to bring healing and reconciliation among friends, provide correction to each other with brotherly love, and finally and ultimately honor you. We pray this in the precious name of Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.